with the Shadow Education Minister, who is Peter Rundle, who's been listening in and called through. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie. How are you?
I'm all right. I'll talk education with you in a moment, but your colleague Mia Davies, your leader's just quit. Were you blindsided by that?
Well, I must say I only found out about 7:15 this morning, so I was very surprised, but look, I fully understand it, and I just want to say how fantastic a job Mia has done, and she has actually been in Parliament for a long time, and the load as opposition leader is pretty big, so we all recognise that, and well done to her.
Am I talking to the potential new opposition leader? Are you going to put your hand up, Pete?
Look, I think, Ollie, at this stage, I'm still in a slight state of shock, so I'm heading down to a wedding in the southwest, so I think I'll enjoy that for the weekend and rethink the situation after that.
Go and count the numbers early next week. But is it something that might interest you? I know you say you're in shock, but is it something that might interest you? Because it's yourself, Shane Love, or Mem Beard is the other Nationals in the lower house.
Well, that's right. I think, obviously, we're a small team, as you know, and, there's an opportunity there. But what I do recognise, and probably no doubt part of the reason why Mia's signed off at the moment, is just the massive workload for a small opposition trying to run Parliament, trying to run your shadow portfolio, trying to get out, especially for us regional members, out into the electorate. So it is a big load for sure.
Is it something you might look to palm back to the Liberals in the Alliance of Opposition and say, hey, David Honey or Libby Medham, it's your turn?
Look, I don't think we'll be doing that at this stage, but you've got to look at all options. We've also got the upper house situation where, we've lost our regional scenario there. So there's a lot of people saying to us, you should look at the metropolitan area, these type of things. So we've got to look at all scenarios. And as Mia said, everything's on the table, I guess.
Well, it sounds as though you might have already started to prepare a bit of a leadership speech just in the few comments you've made here, Pete.
No, I don't think so. I was just calling in really just to talk about education, to be honest.